here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamanos.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you ever leave the house with just half a breakfast? Then you could run the risk of being just half as efficient all day. Because doctors agree, you, mom, the kids, everybody needs a good breakfast. For a good breakfast means a good morning. And everybody says a good breakfast ought to include several golden toasted slices of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, good butternut bread supplies that flavor essential to a good breakfast. Supplies that nutrition essential to face a long day of work at the office, the factory, at school, or around the house. And who can think of an easier way to take in that nutrition than the rich golden goodness of golden brown slices of butternut toast? Remember, never leave the house with just half a breakfast. Have a good breakfast for a good morning, a good day all day, every day. Have plenty of toasted butternut bread.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Outlaw Brand. The branding of cattle as a visible means of identification was introduced by the Spanish conquistadores and carries on to the present day. But no one thought of a visible brand for the outlaws who infested the frontier when our West was young. Many lives might have been saved had people known that behind the smiling, handsome face of Vance Corden was a vicious, cunning streak, the outlaw brand of a killer. Our story opens as the bloody spurs worn by Vance cruelly rake the belabored flanks of his lathered mount as he heads the tired animal toward a small mountain ranch.
All right, you jug-headed broomtail. Keep moving. That smoke in the chimney of the old man's house must mean he's cooking a fatted calf for the prodigal son's return. Oh, hold it. Saddled horse. Reckon the old man's got company. That horse might soon be minus a rider and have a new owner.
Howdy. Anybody home?
Vance! Vance, boy! Is that really you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's me, all right, Pa.
Vance, it's so good to see
you. What's the matter, Pa? You sick?
It ain't much, boy. I can get up out of bed. I'm... Just coddling myself.
I need some money and a fresh horse, Pa.
What's the matter, Vance? Something wrong?
Now, look, I didn't come here to answer a lot of questions. If you want to give me the horse and money, all right. If not, I'll mosey along.
No, son. Wait.
Who does that saddle horse outside belong to?
To Jane Winthrop, the daughter of my nearest neighbor.
That's so?
She rode over to see if she could help with some of the chores. Tell me. No, what's the matter, son? Tell me. I want to help you.
I don't need none of your Bible preaching advice. Be humble. Don't follow the path of evil. Love thy neighbors. Let me help you, Dad.
Mr. Corden, you shouldn't be out of bed. You know you shouldn't.
Well, I...
I'm awful sorry, miss. I didn't know Pa was so sick, I thought.
Vance Corden. So you're Vance Corden. Well, your dad talks about you all the time.
Now, come on, Pa. Better climb back into bed, huh?
Yeah. Easy does it. Vance, this is Jane Winthrop, the best neighbor a fella could wish for.
Oh, go along with you. You're just trying to shine up to me, Walt Corden, so as I'll stay and cook dinner.
It'd be a great honor if you would stay to dinner, Jane. I'd do the fixing.
Nonsense. I'll stay and I'll do the cooking. I know you and your dad have a lot to talk about. Now, never mind about me. I'll fetch some water and take care of things.
On second thought, I reckon I'll stay here, Pa. I don't figure you'll turn against me no matter what happens.
I'll do anything I can to help you, as long as you're in the right, son. But if you're
don't
not...
Don't you say it, Pa. Don't even think it. I'm in the right. You know, I reckon I'd have to kill any hombre who figured I was in the wrong.
Even you.
Yeah. This is just like it before Pancho gets sick back in Hermosillo. Just like the old times.
What do you mean, Pancho?
There we was, riding along, minding our own businesses. We're not bothering nobody. Nobody bother us.
Now, tell me truthfully, Chico. Would you really pass by a wounded hombre who needed help?
No, but why that wounded hombre gotta be so mysterious? And then why he gotta die before he tell us the name of the hombre who I shoot him in the back?
All I know is what I've already told you, amigo.
But the worst part is that Pancho missed everything that hombre tell you, Cisco.
Where were you?
You sent Pancho to get the canteen full of water, remember? When Pancho bring it back, that hombre already died.
Oh, see, that is right. Well, the hombre told me his name was Britt Lombard.
Britt Lombard, huh?
Yeah.
Where that silver concho he gives you?
Here.
There's nothing special about it.
Britt Lombard said it came from the gun holster of his own partner, the coyote who shot him in the back.
He tells you why the partner shoot him in the back?
He was going to. He did not live long enough.
Riders coming fast.
For that unless I'm very much mistaken, those riders have the earmarks of a posse.
Yeah, you're right, Cisco. Fine to see two hombres with badges.
Howdy there.
Hey, Sheriff Collins. You reckon these two are the ones who held up the bank and killed the bank clerks over at Springerville?
I don't know, Grid. That's what I'm to find out. You're a stranger in these parts, hombre.
I would not have been a stranger to you for long, Senor Sheriff. I was coming to look for you.
What for?
Ain't I talked to you, Deputy? Talk to the sheriff.
Yeah, why were you looking for me?
Because of a dead hombre and a strange story.
What dead hombre and what story?
If you listen with your ears, Senor Deputy, and stop waggling the mouth, you'll soon learn.
I don't take that kind of talk from a couple of renegade chuck line riders.
Hold on to your temper, Grid. What's your name, hombre?
I'm called the Cisco Kid, Senor Sheriff.
And I called Pancho.
So, it's a Cisco Kid, boys.
Yeah. And Pancho, too.
Mighty peculiar that an outlaw like the Cisco Kid is just riding through this part of the country, and the bank over at Springerville just happens to get held up.
Yeah, and let's not be forgetting them bank clerks that were murdered.
Cisco, what did that hombre do with the rope?
Incha!
Un momento, hombre! Un momento! There'll be no lynching.
Yeah. Put up that gun, Cisco.
Come on, boys. Take it from him.
Thanks. Go ahead. Since you all seem to know of my reputation, who'll be the first to go against my guns?
Sit tight, boys. I reckon these two are the hombres we've been looking for. After murdering the bank clerks at Springerville, they won't hesitate in killing any of us.
There is no use trying to explain to a lynch-minded posse. Every one of you hombres. Remove your guns from your holsters carefully. Drop them to the ground. Andre!
Better do it, boys. It's an order. This killer don't mind adding another notch to his gun.
That way, everybody cop.
Oh, my head!
I told you to handle that gun carefully, Deputy.
You're not hurt. Just go and shoot the gun with your hand.
Don't risk your lives, boys. Do as he says.
Bueno. Now, Senor Sheriff, you are supposed to be upholding the law.
That's what I'm doing. I ain't gonna rest till I catch up with you again. And you rest assured you won't ever get the drop on me like you have now.
Come on, Pancho. Up, Tarica.
Go.
Dismount, boys. Get your guns.
Stay where you are.
We shouldn't be out of gun range, Cisco. Better get out of here fast.
Hey, now. Up, Tarica.
Go.
Hope you and Dad have a good appetite, Vance. Dinner will be ready soon.
Reckon I'll go on out and look after my horse, Jane.
You'll find plenty of grain and a clean blanket out in the stable, Vance.
I loosened the cinch of your saddle, Vance. Your horse was very tired.
Yeah. You see, I rode hard when I heard Paul was sick.
Well, your dad's going to be all right now that you're back home. Aren't you, Walt?
If I ever get rid of this pesky cough.
Now, you just be patient, Pa. Don't worry about the ranch. I'll look after things.
Oh, would you take my horse over to the stable with yours, Vance?
Why, sure. Be glad to, Jane.
Thanks.
You remember what we were talking about before, Pa?
Yeah?
You just take it easy and keep remembering it.
He's a good son, Walt. Sure does worry about you.
Got them both buffaloes. Come here, Cayuse. You too, you jughead. Got the gal fooled into thinking I'm an angel. The old man's scared on the devil. Well, that suits me fine. Let's make a perfect hat out. What's the matter with you, Broomtail? Come on, move. Get in that store. And you'll get in the other one.
And you get them hands up in the air, Vance. Up high now and keep them wide.
All right, don't shoot.
I won't. As long as you give me no cause to. Now turn around slow and careful like.
Yeah. What do you want with me, Sheriff?
Not Sheriff, just Deputy. Deputy Sheriff Grid Baylor.
Grid Baylor? Well, I should have recognized you. So you become a Deputy Sheriff,
That's
huh?
what the badge says, Vance. You and me always used to talk about how we'd get what we wanted when we was kids.
Looks like you decided to line up with the law. Is that what you wanted?
I want the same things you do. I figure this is a smarter way to get it than what you're doing.
I don't know what you mean, Grid. Can I put my hands down?
Sure. As soon as we're sure we understand each other.
What's to understand?
You fit the description of one of the Springerville bank bandits. We've been getting wanted posters on you from Texas, Vance. That's how I knew to come here.
And I reckon everybody knows I hit the Owl Hoot Trail.
No, Vance, only me. You see, I kept those posters for my information alone.
You figuring to use them now?
Against my own partner? Hey, that's not good business.
Wait a minute, why do you want me as a partner?
Says we can share in the money you collected from the Springerville bank.
I ain't been in Springerville.
Don't lie to me. The hombre who did the job with you was found with a bullet in the back.
But I'm trying.
Listen, I can either turn you in and collect a fat reward, or we can work together and someday control this entire territory. Now, what'll it be?
Be your way, Grid. We'll split that bank money. Only they'll be looking
for... I forgot to tell you. They'll be looking for them two riders coming this way. Sheriff Collins and the posse are looking for them now.
Hey, one of them's a Cisco Kid.
Yeah, that's a fact, ain't it? That Vinegaroon shot the gun from my hand.
What are you going to do about it?
Kill them two Springerville bank robbers and deliver the bodies to the sheriff? We'll probably collect a reward. You going to help me, Vance?
This Wheatley gets a little closer, Grin. All right. Get Cisco forward, dismounts. He's a perfect target.
Pour it onto him. We can't miss. Now!
And with so many bullets fired at such close range, how can Cisco and Pancho possibly escape death? In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Two more for dinner? And it's already 5:30.
Has that ever happened to you? Does it do things to those best-laid plans? Well, it doesn't have to. Not when you let good butternut bread solve the problem. You can use butternut to stretch the supply of whatever you were already planning to serve. Or let butternut be the basis of an entirely different, quickly prepared dinner, like a cream dish, or Welch rarebit, or toasted company-style sandwiches. All of them made with butternut toast, and all of them extra good. Because they're made with butternut. You see, butternut has a flavor all its own that actually adds to the flavor of other foods, has a freshness and a goodness that comes to the rescue of many a hurry-up dinner. So always be ready for the unexpected. Always keep a loaf of butternut bread fresh and handy. When you buy bread, remember...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread. Let the blue and white check gingham wrapper with the picture of quality be your buying guide.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Outlaw Brand. After robbing the Springerville bank and killing the clerks, Vance Corden shoots his partner Britt Lombard in the back and kills him. Cisco and Pancho find the body and later are accused of the murder and bank robbery. They attempt to trail the killer and run into a trap set up by Vance and crooked deputy Grid Baylor. The two desperadoes pour a volley of homicidal gunfire at our friends at the very moment they stop their horses.
We got both of them, Van. Hold your fire!
Them gunshots will bring my pa and the neighbor's gal out of the house. You'll be sure and tell them I'm on the side of the law, huh?
Consider yourself a member of the posse, Vance.
Getting rid of the Cisco kid gives me a perfect alibi and gives us a big push toward controlling this territory.
Don't forget who first saw the possibility of this setup and who's going to be giving the orders.
Don't worry, I ain't likely to. For good measure, I ought to put an extra bullet through Cisco's head.
First, make sure I'm dead, Curdy.
Kill him!
Try it! You try it too, Deputy.
Shoot him!
Up on your feet, you skulking sidewinders. You deserve it more than just a gunshot from your hands.
All right, don't shoot.
Whatever you say, Cisco. So, this is how the law is upheld in this part of the country. I will see to it that you...
Good work, Chan. You knocked him out cold.
I sure don't like doing this, but when I saw him holding that gun on you and Grid Baylor, then...
I gotta hand it to you, Jane. You sneaked up behind Cisco as quiet as a cougar after a lamb.
You called him Cisco. The Cisco Kid?
That's right, Walt. That's the Cisco Kid. A notorious outlaw. He's wanted by more sheriffs in the Southwest than a dogie has ticks.
His partner's not dead. This is just a scalp wound.
Get some rope, Vance. We'll tie these two and take them into town.
Watch Cisco close. Careful he ain't playing possum again.
The Cisco Kid don't carry an outlaw brand, Grid Baylor.
Oh, Walt Gordon, you shouldn't be out here. Now, come on, let's get back into the house. Let Grid and Vance tend to their own business.
But, Jane,
I know, but your health is more important than a couple of bandits. Let Sheriff Collins handle it.
We've got to keep Jane and my pa on our side, Grid.
What are you worried about?
Well, you heard what Jane said about Sheriff Collins. What pa said about Cisco.
Yeah, I heard. Cisco and Poncho will never live to see the sheriff again. On the way into town, they'll be shot. I can say they tried to escape. Who's to prove different?
It's a lot of good sense they won't.
Let's get that money you got from the Springerville Bank and get going.
Yeah, sure. After we tie Cisco and Poncho, we'll go dig it up. And after we deliver their bodies to the sheriff, we'll help dig them a grave.
I can't believe it, Mr. Corden. Vance is your son.
It's hard to believe, Jane. With his innocent face and that nice way about him, it's hard for me to believe, too.
Vance and Grid left Cisco and Poncho tied hand and foot to that big oak tree outside. Maybe we ought to go talk to them.
I reckon we should, Jane. That's why I told you what I suspect.
All right, but bundle up. Button your collar around your throat.
It's a hard thing for a man to to turn against his own son, especially when he wants to believe that son is not an outlaw.
Are you sure you want to go through with this, Mr. Corden?
Yeah, I'm sure, Jane. I gotta find out the truth, no matter how much it hurts. You and me ain't the kind who'd let innocent hombres pay for someone else's crime.
If what you think is true, then Grid Baylor is just as guilty. Maybe the sheriff, too.
We'll take one thing at a time, Jane. Make up our minds about them when we get all the facts.
That gotta be the one, Cisco. That gotta be the señorita what knocked you out.
I did what Poncho accuses me of, Cisco. You might have done the same if you had seen a stranger holding a gun on someone you thought to be law-abiding.
What you did is understandable and excusable, señorita.
The lump on Poncho's head from the bullet wound, that's excusable.
I have the mate to yours on my head, Poncho.
Oh, I'm sorry. Really, I am.
Vance Corden's my boy. I don't want to believe he's bad, Cisco, but I got to know the truth.
Why ask me, Señor Corden?
Because I've heard enough of the Cisco Kid's deeds to know that he carries the law with him. Even though he don't wear a badge.
Yeah, you're right, senor. Cisco was on the side of the law. In Poncho, too.
Well, if you're innocent of what they accuse you, it means that the deputy, Grid Baylor, is a thieving skunk.
That is true. That's what he is.
If you can prove any part of what you say, we'll cut you loose. Set you free.
Very well, senor. Reach into my vest pocket. No, the other one. Bueno.
What is it, Mr. Corden?
The conjure of...
Un momento, chico.
Huh?
Do you recognize it, Senor Corton?
Yeah, I do.
Seems to me I've seen it before.
Yeah, Jane, you saw another just like it on one of the gun holsters Vance is wearing.
That's right. The concho from the other holster is missing. This is it. Where did you get this, Cisco?
From the hands of a dead hombre. Before he died, he gave it to me and said his bandido partner could be identified by it.
See, and that partner, the one was shooting the hombre in the back.
Oh, no. No, not Vance.
Vance, my own son. I always knew he was wild and a bit ornery, but I didn't ever think he was a killer.
I'm sorry, senor.
You're a kind man, Cisco. To be sorry after what Vance has done to you. As soon as I get my pocket knife out, I'll cut you loose.
That mad deputy is shooting us.
Stay away from them prisoners, Walt. What do you mean by trying to cut them ropes?
You know that's again the law, Pa.
You don't have to pretend no more, son. I know you for what you are.
What's he talking about? What's that in his hand?
It fits, don't it, Vance?
Where'd you get that?
From Cisco.
Britt Lombard gave it to me before he died. He says...
He's a lying sidewinder. If he told you, I shot him in the back.
And it's true.
Yeah, it's true, all right.
I never mentioned that Britt Lombard was shot in the back, Vance Corton.
And when you say it now, do you admit you do the killing?
All this blabbering means just one thing to me, Vance.
Yeah. Ain't no other way out, Grid.
Even though he's your old man?
Do I ask you what caliber bullets you carry in your belt?
But he's your father, Vance. You wouldn't dare.
I got the gal. Grab my paw, Grid.
I got him.
Let me go.
You sheep-stealing rawhider.
We only free if we...
Shut up, you. Shut up. You ain't. And the only time you'll be free is when you're dead.
Come on, Vance. Let's get your pa and Jane into the house. This job has to be done so there's no way to trace the doers and so there's no corpses to tell of the doing. Dynamite.
Madre mía, that dynamite. Those coyotes mean what they say. They go to blow us all to bits.
Keep working at the ropes which tie you, Pancho.
See,
I can only loosen mine enough to...
What are those mavericks doing, Cisco?
I think they are testing how short a fuse they can use and still not hurt themselves. I think the ropes are stretching a little.
Pancho, wish those sidewinders blow themselves up with that dynamite.
I still wish to be able to turn them over to the law.
They're nothing worse than a pack rat who tried to kill his own padre. He not really dynamite the house while Senor Corden and Senorita Jane inside, Cisco.
I believe that is exactly what he intends to do, Pancho. Otherwise, why would he have tied them and left them there?
Cisco, that good Baylor and Vance Corden coming back now. Pancho, wish Pancho's ropes a little looser.
Keep tugging at them, Pancho. The ropes will stretch. We may free ourselves in time to stop those killers.
You want to set that dynamite alongside the house, Vance? I'll light the fuse.
Go ahead, light it. The dynamite's set.
Hey, those murderers. Look, Cisco. They light the fuse.
Lucky it is a long fuse. Pancho, I pulled my hands free.
Get your pocket knife, Cisco.
See?
Cut the ropes from your feet and from Pancho before those coyotes see you.
Here's the knife. The ropes from my feet. Now for you, amigo.
Andale, Cisco. Those mavericks shoot you dead if they see you. See the tree.
Stay where you are, Pancho. Pretend you are still tied as I am doing. Keep an eye. Here they come.
As soon as I get this dynamite fuse lit, you two and them two in the house are going to have a real bang-up send-off.
I'd cut the gab and light the match, Vance. There'll be no match lit, Vance Corden.
Cisco's loose out of the way. I'll gun him down.
Missed me, you maverick.
Pancho helped you with this killer, Cisco.
Dynamite at the house, Pancho. Get it. Detach the fuse.
Pancho, don't do this, Cisco.
Not if I get hold of you, you fat babble.
You aren't going nowhere, maverick. There's nothing more despicable than a son who would murder his own...
Father, I'll bash your head in, Cisco!
I've been waiting for the chance to settle with you, Grid Baylor! Pancho Santos,
Pancho! The dynamite! Get in of it! Madre mía!
Cisco.
May go off any minute. Here, give it to me.
Here, Cisco, hit the dynamite. What you going to do?
Throw it as far away as I can.
Chihuahua, that's a close one, Cisco. We almost blown up.
Almost. Come on, let us see if the senorita and Senor Cordner are all right.
Yeah, Pancho, think they're both plenty scared. But they'd be glad to know you knock out both those bandidos.
Senorita, senor.
We're still alive, Cisco, and all right. Thanks to you.
Give Pancho your knife, Cisco, and Pancho cut the ropes.
I don't know what to say to you, Cisco. Even though I know Vance is a killer, that he carries the outlaw brand, I...
Do not try to say anything about it to me, Señor Corden. I understand, and so do you. Those who wear an outlaw brand must sooner or later pay for their crimes. That is the way of justice.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
And that sheriff more surprised than anybody to learn his deputy, a bandido.
You know, I was glad to find out that the sheriff is an honest hombre.
Yeah, too bad. Another honest hombre like Senor Corden got a killer son like that coyote Vance.
Si, it is. But though Senor Corden feels badly, he knows it is right for his son to have to pay for his crimes.
Yeah, that's right, Cisco. And Pancho feel the same way for cousin the law four times away, Emiliano.
You mean your distant cousin Emiliano is in jail?
See, in for 2 weeks.
Well, what did he do?
Oh, he killed a hombre.
And they gave him only 2 weeks in jail?
Yeah, then they're gonna hang him.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco! Oh.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Good meals just grow naturally from good butternut bread. Yes, naturally and economically, too. A loaf of this soft, tender bread suggests an almost unlimited number of dishes and meals to serve. And a fine way, too, to stretch your budget. Butternut croutons for soup or salad. Butternut crumbs to make a meatloaf go further and serve more people. Even unexpected company that drops in around 5 or 5:30 and somehow or other stays for dinner. Or even just plain slices of this soft, tender bread served fresh from the wrapper to add flavor and nutrition. Yes, good meals grow naturally from...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Try it yourself and see. Next time you're shopping, stop and shop for the only loaf of bread you'll see in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. That's butternut bread. Good butternut bread. You're sure to enjoy it. And to enjoy your meals more because of it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.